Let's start the show. It's a Pickle Power Podcast show. Let's go to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Pickle Pirate Podcast. I am Pickle Pirate. Welcome back to the only podcast that stinks worse than me. So I've been jobless now for 5 weeks, and I have no routine for my own personal hygiene anymore. I went like 5 days without showering. I only wear sweatpants, and I haven't washed them in a month. And, yeah, it fucking stinks in this apartment. It smells like wet dog and assholes. So, I'm gonna die alone. Every time I go out into public, wearing month-old sweatpants that have skid marks in them from all the farts I've been ripping. And I still wear them to the gym every time I go. It makes it really easy to get on the gym equipment, though, when you just like stank like farts everywhere you go. Everybody's clears out. You can get right on your bench press, right on your leg press machine. None of the MILFs will talk to me, though. So that's a big disappointment. Shout out, happy Mother's Day to all the MILFs. If anything I've said in the opening minute here is slightly attractive, hit me up in the DMs. Happy Mother's Day. Anyways, let's get into the Pickle Pirate Podcast here. We're going to talk about Doctor Strange. That's pretty much it. That's all I got. That's all that's going on. And before we get into the podcast proper, let's roll that ad. All right. So today on the Pickle Pirate Podcast, we're just going to talk about Doctor Strange for the most part. That's really only new TV I've consumed this week, besides Boston sports playoffs, which are 50-50 at best right now, so not that exciting. There is one other thing before we get right into Doctor Strange. So the Staircase TV show came out on HBO Max, which is, it's interesting to me only because I've watched the whole Netflix documentary already on this weird murder slash not a murder slash fall down a staircase. And so HBO is now doing a TV show, like a dramatic retelling of the documentary, because the documentary crew followed them around during the whole court case already. So the documentary is already done and been released. Now they're doing like a dramatic retelling of the, I don't know, it doesn't seem like it needs to exist. So that's why it's interesting to see what they're going to do different than the documentary. So far, the documentary is way better than the dramatic TV show. And I mean, that's like the whole thing with this case is like the truth is stranger than fiction, because there's all these weird turns, like this guy's bisexual, he's not bisexual, he had another wife that fell down the stairs and all this weird stuff. So I think documentaries, the documentary definitely does a better job of just showing you how fucking weird this guy was, because it's him. Like, it's him firsthand being a fucking weirdo. Instead of having Colin Firth or whatever act like a weirdo, you can just see the guy not act, but act like a weirdo, if that makes sense. He's a weird dude. I don't know. Probably killed his wife. I think the jury acquits him, though. I don't know. It's been a while since I watched a documentary. But I didn't need to see Colin Firth like eat out a girl's ass. But that happened. So good for him. Ass-eating season. Again, MILFs, hit me up. Pickle Pirate. Got nothing going on. Very open schedule. Okay. Doctor Strange. Marvel movie came out. So I went to Flix. I think I've cleared up the whole tip situation now. With the Flix hosts, I've explained that I'm an idiot. They understand that I'm an idiot. And I'm just going to tip a bunch extra because I now understand how tipping works. The suggested tip, though, when I went to see Doctor Strange was $6.66, which I thought was metal as fuck. Kind of like the movie. It's got a lot of dark satanic magic going on, chaos magic. And I get a suggested tip of 666. Love to see it. So, spoiler alert, I'm just gonna talk from here on out. I'm gonna spoil the whole movie. Duh. So you've been warned. Okay. So it's a good movie. I liked it. It's fine. It does some things great. It does other things meh. It's a movie. It's a Marvel movie. It's pretty sweet. Sam Raimi directed it. So yeah, it's about America Chavez, who can hop through dimensions, and she needs Doctor Strange's help because Scarlet Witch is chasing her down, trying to use her to go to a dimension where her kids are at. Rough synopsis here is what we're doing. So they end up bouncing around through different dimensions. Wanda kills basically a whole dimension. He gets stuck in a dimension. Then he finds like Sinister Strange. And so it's all about the Darkhold too, which is that book she had at the end of WandaVision, which is a dark magic book, which I thought they were going to use to bring in Blade, but there's no Blade in this movie. And she kills the Darkhold at the end of the movie. But yeah, regular Strange goes to Sinister Strange, who's been using the Darkhold. I think that's the Sinister Strange from the cartoon show, the What If show that Marvel ran. It's also got Agent Carter from the What If show. So they brought them in. That's cool. Yeah. So ends with Doctor Strange becoming Zombie Strange, warging into a dead body Strange to fight Wanda at the end. Hooray. It's a great time. So here's my thoughts. Hopefully you've seen the movie because that was a bad synopsis. I'm just going to get into my thoughts. Because that's what you come to the Pickle Power Podcast for, I think. Or it's just to hear me talk about my BO. Either way, I'm providing both subjects today. So, I think Sam Raimi wanted this movie to be rated R. I know it was on IGN this morning, which I got to release the Pickle Power Podcast sooner, because them motherfuckers are going to think I'm stealing from IGN. But it's pretty fucking metal, and I don't know how it didn't get an R rating. So when they go to the other dimension and Wanda shows up, because they can use the Darkhold to like take over the body in a different dimension. That's how he fights her at the end. So Wanda shows up in this new dimension to chase Strange and America Chavez to bring him back to the original 616, which they're now calling it the 616, which is pretty cool. I think the one they go into is like 819. I forget. Doesn't really matter. But yeah, the 616 is like the main timeline in the comic books and in the MCU. So that's cool. So yeah, they're in this other dimension and Wanda fights the Illuminati, which is fucking metal that you get to see the Illuminati. If you don't know what the Illuminati is, it's like this controlling, it's like all the really smart people in the Marvel comics have this like secret society, hence the Illuminati, that they try to like run the world through. And it's got like Reed Richards, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Black Bolt or whatever that guy is from the Inhumans, Tony Stark, Namor, the Submariner, which would have been cool to see in this movie as well. I think Bruce Banner's part of it too. I like the really, really smart people, part of this collective that Shadow Government runs the Marvel comic books. So they go to this other dimension where they have an Illuminati set up. And Wanda shows up and basically fucking kills every single one of them. And she puts the Captain America shield clean through Agent Carter, like cuts her in half. And you see it, which is fucking metal as fuck. So, yeah, I'll get into this a little bit later in the episode. But they have John Krasinski comes in to play Reed Richards. The internet goes crazy because they got what they wanted. They also have Patrick Stewart play Professor Xavier. Internet goes crazy. This is now his third X-Men franchise he gets to play the character in, right? Well, I guess it's one for the Fox stuff. I guess it's one dimension, one franchise. I don't know. Anyways, so Professor X tries to fight Wanda in her mind, do the whole fingers to the temple thing, breaks into her mind. And she just fucking breaks his neck on camera. Like, you see that very clearly. There's, like, another part where Sinister Strange gets chucked out of a window and lands on a fence and you see the spikes go through his guts. It's pretty fucking metal. It's definitely Sam Raimi was like, I'm going to make this real spoopy. I want to make this a real spoopy movie. Because there's like another part where Wanda's chasing him through these tunnels and she just looks like a fucking demon. And at the end, I mean, Zombie Strange is a dead guy, is a corpse reanimated, fucking fighting Wanda, which is also metal as fuck. It's sweet. It's fucking sweet. I wish they went all in and just went straight R and just made it super metal, super satanic, had all the demons, all the fucking bloods and gores. I think it would have been sweet. I think that's what Sam Raimi wanted to do. And Disney was like, no, we got to make it so little kids can watch this and not get completely terrified. But I bet a lot of kids had had some strange dreams after watching this and Twin Peaks. So it's fucking sweet. I loved it for that. I wish it went harder in that direction and less in the fan service direction. So that's like, I don't know, like Spider-Man No Way Home and this movie. I hope this isn't like a thing Marvel's doing now where is this what they meant by multiverse, where they're just going to give the internet everything they want and pull in all the Spider-Men from the other movies and like the internet, like it's been a thing that they want to have John Krasinski and Emily Blunt play like Reed Richards and Sue Storm or whatever for the Fantastic Four movies, which is fine, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't think the internet should be writing the MCU movies. That's my take on it. And I didn't really like it. I was not happy when, like, I don't know. It's like when it's your birthday and you're 8 and your mom, or shout out MILFs, gets you that present you've been begging for like 6 months or whatever. And you're like, cool, I got that thing. But if she gets you like this cool thing that you didn't know you wanted and it ends up becoming your favorite thing, like that's a way better present than the present you begged for like 6 months, dropping less than subtle hints. You know, like it's more like your girlfriend you do that with. Like, I want this Lego set because it's me and I'm a dork. Like, I really want this Lego set. You should buy me this for my birthday. And then you get it and it's like, oh, cool. That Lego set I told you to buy for me. As opposed to like just knowing that I really want the goddamn Razor Crest Lego set and I don't have a job and I almost bought it for May the 4th Be With You Day, but I showed some self-restraint because I'm jobless and didn't spend $200 on Legos. So I digressed. But you get my point. Like, Endgame has way better fan service than these movies. Because, like they use the Captain America line in this movie. Like, I can do this all day. Like, Peggy Carter says it, and it's, like, on the nose. And you're like, yeah, like, eye-rolly, like, cliche in the movie theater. But, like, an Endgame where Captain America's fighting Captain America, and then the original, like, the other time verse one is, like, I can do this. And then, you know, he cuts him off. He's like, we know the line. You know what I mean? Like, it makes fun of it. But everybody's in on the joke. It's little things like that, I think, that are better fan service than Peggy Carter just being like, I can do this all day, spit out some blood. And like in Endgame, where fucking Captain America picks up Mjolnir, the fucking Thor's hammer, and goes Super Saiyan on Thanos. Like, that's something I didn't know was coming, and it fucking blew my mind when it happened in a movie theater. Whereas just like casting John Krasinski, who's been talked about for like 5 years, wasn't as cool as Captain America picking up Mjolnir. I don't know if you can compare those things. I'm just saying I want to be pleasantly surprised, not given like a thing the internet's been talking about. That's my beef with this movie. I don't know. It's getting too, I don't know what the word is. Too on the nose? What's that? Maybe cliche with their fan service. That's my hot take. Other than that, movie's great. I think it should have been metal as fuck. Had all the demons in it, all the black magic, all that shit going on. I mean, it's right there. Like, he got there just, I mean, fucking threw Captain America's shield. Like, Wanda's pretty metal in this movie. And fuck yeah. I'm all for that. Let's see. What else is there to talk about? I gotta pee. Quick intermission in the Pickle Pirate Podcast. That was a great pee. Very proud of that pee. Okay. So, yeah. So basically, movie's great. It's a great time. I fucking loved it. I just don't want, like, this fan service thing getting out of control. It's a thing I debate about a lot after Spider-Man No Way Home. Like, does that movie still work if you don't know who Tobey Maguire and the other guy are? Can't think of his name right now. But I think that movie still works. Like, even if you had no idea, even if they didn't exist and they pulled in two other random Spider-Men, I think the movie still works. I debate that with myself a lot because I'm a loser and I need better hobbies. But yeah, this movie's fine. John Krasinski's in it. Great. That's cool. Good nod to the fan, I guess. I'm conflicted on it, obviously. The other thing I want to talk about with this movie, though, is magic. I don't know it. I don't get it. I'm just going to point it out to my sweet listeners. So definitely, like, the color that each magician uses is going to be very relevant, I think, at some point. And I guess, I don't know if they come from the Infinity Stones, but it's like, so I think they just come from the Infinity Stones. Maybe that's the whole logic behind it. Because, like, whenever Wanda does magic, it's red. Which would be, like, the Reality Stone or whatever. The one from Thor Dark World. The Uzi one. And that would also make sense. Because I think that's the one they used to give her powers way back, right? Her and her brother. That weird Nazi Hydra guy. Anyways, and then, like, Doctor Strange, whenever he does it, it's like the gold and the symbols with the twirly ring stuff. And then the other one is purple, which would be the Power Stone. It's like the Soul Stone would be Doctor Strange. And then purple's the Power Stone. That's like what Agatha uses. That's what they use in Moon Knight. So that's like where the gods, and also in Wakanda, like the Black Panther suit that absorbs kinetic energy and can shoot it back out, like, that's purple. And also, I think Black Panther might be the avatar for an Egyptian god. If you watch Moon Knight, I think those would be related. The purple, and also, like, Africa, Egypt's in Africa. I don't know, just throwing that out there. But at some point, these colors are going to be more relevant, I think. I don't know, because in Doctor Strange, so Wanda uses red, Doctor Strange uses gold, but then when he fights Sinister Strange, Sinister Strange is purple, and Agatha's purple, so I don't know if purple's bad, but also that's what, like, Moon Knight uses, or not Moon Knight, but the villain in there, where he's got the scales and the crocodile staff, when he's hitting it into stuff. That's just a rant. I don't have a good answer. I just think magical colors are important in the MCU going forward. Do with that information whatever you'd like. So, yeah, because I'm trying to think, like, what the Eternals? I have to do a deep dive here and just look for colors, magical colors throughout the MCU. Because Vision's gold, right? When he shoots his little laser beams. I think Agatha's. But then Captain Marvel and America Chavez here, hers is baby blue and in a star form and just bounces through galaxies. So, That's all I got. On a side note, though, very underrated scene, I don't know if it's underrated or overrated or properly rated. Who knows? I think the fucking music note scene where Regular Strange fights Sinister Strange is fucking sweet. And the way the music in the movie fits into the battle as they use like magic and notes to like shoot musical notes at each other. Very like chef's kiss. Yeah. Good on you there, Sam Raimi, for that whole scene with like the bump and the... Yep. Doctor Strange. So they tried to make this movie funny too, on another note. This movie is not funny. They shouldn't have even tried to make any jokes. Like, Thor Ragnarok is funny. Leave that to Taika Waititi. Sam Raimi, you make the demon Marvel movie. That's what we wanted from you. Jokes, not so good. Bruce Chapman's in this movie because, of course, Sam Raimi directed it. Charlize Theron is in the mid-credit scene. I don't really know who she is. She's apparently a Doctor Strange character. I think they banged at some point. I don't really know much about her. I only know Doctor Strange from like the Illuminati stuff. I never really read just like a straight up Doctor Strange book. So I should probably do a deep dive into that, especially if I want to know more about these magical colors. Because she got purple. She got a purple sword. That's why I thought it was Psylocke at first. But I don't know. It's somebody else. I forget her name. But she's from the dark dimension. That where he fights Dormammu. I think she's like Dormammu's cousin or something. I don't know. Pretty strange. So that's basically this movie. It's good. I would like more demons and less jokes. And give me that straight R rating. And toned down on Jim Halpert being in the movie. But fucking Zombie Strange at the end. That's such a good idea. I was like, damn, I should have seen that coming when they set up the body at the beginning or something. But that was great. That was a great idea. That's like an A+. So yeah, I don't have like a secret of Hollywood. It seems like these are more about comic book writers anyways. When I do the unknown people of Hollywood. So we're just going to talk about Secret Wars, because that's obviously what they're building for in the future. So there's been 3 Secret Wars in the Marvel comic books. The first one is really good. All the heroes and villains wake up on like 2 ships, 2 different spaceships going to a planet. And it's set up by the Beyonders, I believe. So the Beyonders are like the... Like, because there's the Celestials, which created the Eternals and all that weird stuff. And there's, these guys are like even beyond that. They're like, that's why they're the Beyonders. They live like outside all the dimensions and they control everything. They're like the top dogs in the comic books. And so the Beyonders put all the Marvel villains and heroes on these 2 ships and send them to this planet called Battleworld to duel it all out. And that's where Venom comes from, if you wanted to know. Peter Parker finds a symbiote in one of the fucking fortresses or whatever set up on Battle Planet. And that's where he gets the fucking metal dark suit, which turns into Venom. But Galactus is there. Dr. Doom's there. Dr. Doom's always like the most badass villain. And they fight it out and escape. And then there's another one where the second Secret War is like a Beyonder somehow ends up on Earth. And that one sucks, so nobody really talks about Secret Wars Part 2. And then Jonathan Hickman, who's also one of my favorite comic book writers, rebooted it like in the late aughts, I think, early 2010s. And in his, the most recent Secret Wars, so I think they were like done with the Ultimate Universe or whatever. I forget, because the regular canon 616, I forget what the Ultimate Universe is. But they wanted to, like, pull things from the Ultimate Universe into the 616 or something. And that's why Marvel decided to do another one of these fucking reset the canon deals. So basically, in Jonathan Hickman's, there's these things happening called incursions, which is what they're afraid Doctor Strange is going to do in the movie. in the Multiverse of Madness has caused these incursions. So basically, an incursion is when two dimensions like collide into each other, and the Illuminati are trying to figure out a way to stop it from happening, and it leads to like these two dimensions fighting, or like multiple dimensions fighting to protect their universe against the other universe that it's colliding into. And so it's, yeah, all like Iron Man on Iron Man, but they're all slightly different and all this weird shit. And then Dr. Doom somehow reaches out to the Beyonders and comes up with this plan to like merge the two onto a battle world that he set up with the Beyonders. And it's, I think it's Dr. Doom and like Plastic Man. No, Plastic Man's DC. I forget who it is. It's Dr. Doom and somebody else. But basically, Dr. Doom sets up this whole plan to like combine these two universes and make them duel it out on Battle Planet. And it's a whole crossover event thing between all the different books. So a bunch of different shit happens. But somehow it ends with like Reed Richards' like son. You find out that he's like an what's it called? Omega level mutant. Like he's even more powerful than Dark Phoenix. And so Reed Richards' son becomes like this fucking all-powerful being and like resets everything into one universe and gets rid of the Battle Planet. So that's what Marvel's building towards. That's also a really bad synopsis on the Secret Wars, but there's a lot of different things happen in it. Basically, Dr. Doom's a badass, and the Fantastic Four have to reset the whole thing, and neither of those are in the MCU right now. Well, except for John Krasinski. So, I don't know. I don't know what Disney's going to do. They have this whole retreat set up. Kevin Feige, I forget who else is invited. Probably like James Gunn. And I wonder if like Marcus and McFeely and the Russo brothers, they're probably all going to go. Taika Waititi. Who's the guy? John Watts? Is he the one that did all the Spider-Man movies? But backed out of Fantastic Four. He probably can go. But yeah, they're doing this whole writer's retreat thing with the Marvel Studios, and they're going to plan out the next 10 years of Marvel films. So I think they're just going to plan out Secret Wars. So that's cool. I would love to be a fly on the wall for that stuff. Yeah, Secret Wars be coming. Jonathan Hicks. Yeah, John Watts. Yeah, he did the Spider-Man movies. He can probably go. I wish I could go. They need to understand that I have a very dedicated following of 100 people that listen to this podcast in a month. So I have huge clout, and I'm very appreciative to all 100 listeners of the Pickle Power Podcast. I don't know why you're listening to this, but I appreciate you, and please share and tell your mom, and then give your mom my phone number, and then I will hang out with your mom, and then maybe we'll get another listener out of that interaction. Happy Mother's Day. I think that's the Pickle Power Podcast for this week. We covered some ground. We fought some demons. We kind of talked about Secret Wars. Secret Wars is a whole big thing. It's like one of those, like, comic books do it all the time. When they get too far outside the box and they have to consolidate it back down, they do these big crossover things. Like DC did like, what's it? Like, I forget what they called it. But then they came out with the New 52 after Crisis on Infinite Earths or whatever. Like, that's basically what all the Secret Wars was. Like the, all three of them was just like another way for them to reset the Marvel timelines to go back and clear up all the, like, basically I feel like the MCU is doing it because of the blip, and they don't really know what to do with the blip now that they blipped. So they're just going to reset the blip because some people were gone for 5 years and some people weren't gone for 5 years. And I don't think the writers really know what to do with that information because they just kind of throw away like a one line here and there, like, oh yeah, I was gone for 5 years. So I think they're just trying to, like, get rid of the blip. Who knows? Kang the Conqueror. I don't know if they're going to make him like the Doctor Doom guy. That would make sense to have him play the Doctor Doom role and have him reset like all the different realities together on Battle Planet and have them duel it out. Because he talks about how, like, in that speech in Loki, he talks about how he has multiple versions of himself and he had to like consolidate them all down into one. So maybe that's what's going on. Like Loki and... That would actually be fucking awesome if Loki and Kang the Conqueror were like the two that were resetting Battle Planet. I would watch that. I mean, I'm going to watch it either way. Even if they keep like letting the internet write these movies, I'll just start a blog and I'll join the internet in writing John Krasinski and Emily Blunt into the next movie. So yeah, Pickle Pirate Podcast. On a serious note, though, thank you for listening. I did get to 100 listeners, which is crazy stupid. I don't know. I just do this for fun. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Peace out.
Hey, friends. Pickle Pirate here, owner of Pickle Pirate Publishing. Please check out our website, picklepiratepublishing.com. Tell all your friends about it and subscribe to both of our podcasts, Pickle Pirate Podcast and The Epic of Three. Please subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, tell your friends, and let us know what you think in the comments, and review us, and send me an email with any questions or concerns, picklepirate@pickledpiratepublishing.com. Enjoy the show.